Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Awesome hour. I hope you all had a great weekend, and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you upon that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Periwinkle Sex Lube, and Doc Johnson's Toys for Twats personal massagers. I believe they penetrate. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part of the church of that little Indian guy that carries around a picture of Bobo.
Woo!
You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's Possum Hour. You're listening to us now, Diddy Mao. During the week, it's clobbering time. You keep up with the latest in pop culture, I suppose. Eek them. And then Friday, it's Friday Night Possum. Breakfast of Champions. That's it. Okay. Well, I guess the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Howdy! Grape! The name? Goofy Grape. But why they call me Goofy, I don't know. Yes, sir. I'm one of the new Funny Face drinks from Pillsbury.
Funny Face is fancy drinks.
One of the new Funny Face drinks. Here's what you do. You pour me into a pitcher, add water, don't add sugar. I'm already sweet when you buy me. You can drink all you want. Mom won't mind. Cause look, Mom, I'm pre-sweetened without sugar. And so are my friends. Injun Orange.
Oh.
Rootin' Tootin' Raspberry.
Yahoo!
Freckle Face Strawberry.
Hi.
Chinese Cherry. And Loudmouth Lime.
Hello, hello, hello.
Look for us at your store. Funny Face Drinks. From Pillsbury.
Funny Faces for Sugar.
We're sweet without sugar.
So no sugar mess.
Oh, and there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
This is Vlad. I live in the matchbox. In corner of Kremlin.
Hey, Vlad, what's new?
Greetings, misled capitalist dogs.
Do you have tonight's answer, sir?
Let's see here. A toothbrush, PJs, change of socks, Russian hookers.
Wait a minute. Toothbrush, PJs. Change of socks, Russian hookers. What's the question?
Oh, no, that not answer. Just list of shit I bring for White House sleepover.
Yes!
It's funny because it's true. Well, yeah. Das vadanya, tovarich.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love and drive a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great ball of fire. I had a love, but I thought it was better. You came along and ruined my mind. I changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great ball of fire.
Oh, intercourse the penguin.
out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
George B. Bopper.
Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Bop, bop, bopper. B. Bopper. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh! Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh, a bee-bop. Oh! Cool, man.
Real, 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 real George.
Oh! Cool, man.
Real, 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 real George.
Cool, man.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby, the naughty professor. Himself.
Bee-popper.
Fourth of July is over, gang. Come on.
Grenache.
Jeez. Frickin'.
What, are you still hearing fire crackers or shit? Fireworks?
Yeah, somebody out back is having fun with the fireworks, D. So anyway, how was your weekend, D?
That was all right. Nothing big.
Sell some gars?
I sure did.
Good, good, good. Oh, I had a question.
Right. What's that?
I wasn't listening by the end of the show. You said you,
right.
You guys call your dad Fat John, right? Fat John?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You mentioned what would Fat John be thinking now?
Oh, yeah.
In regards to the moronic messiah, and what was your what would it
I don't
you
know,
think?
Man. I have no idea. Me and my sister were talking about this. He'd be throwing.
I was on pins and needles all weekend. I gotta ask Gumby what his dad would have thought of this shit.
He was a diehard.
I think my dad would have gone. I think my dad would have gone for the pocketbook and said, "Well, I'm a rich." Fuck, and I got a big tax cut. Fuck you, you know.
Yep. Well, Fat John was.
I like it. Yeah. And the old man.
Yeah.
He was all excited for Forbes, and lowering having a single tax rate, 15% or something like that.
Yep.
Anyhow, I just thought I'd ask. My gig. I ended up getting the minimum of what I wanted to make it worth my while to go out there. So, worked
nice
out.
Shit.
6-4 hours on the road, though. Ay, ay, ay.
God damn. 4 hours.
Well, it's bad when you got radio in there, though. Well, sort of in that direction. North of it. More toward Indianapolis. Yikes.
Okay.
But, it was a pretty country to drive through and whatnot. So it was all in the plus column, I assure you. I assure
you. What were you listening to? What cassettes did you have on? What 8-track?
I had Bob Dylan's Greatest Hits, which I 20 years ago when I put these away in the drawer, I should have rewound them all. Because, like, you get to the one end of the tape, and it just goes... And Bob was getting a little shaky.
Should have brought another new title.
Oh! I had Decades by Neil Young. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Man, that's a heavy hitter there. I think that was a 3-album set.
I tell you what I used to listen to when I had to drive back and forth from Massachusetts, right? T-Rex.
What's that?
That keeps you awake. T-Rex.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I was blaring that.
Good stuff. Well, the big thing.
Baby.
The big thing. The big Mamu news came right before bed last night.
Okay.
Every once in a while, fuck boo is good for something. And I'm in this one's Three Stooges group, and somebody goes, hey, you know, Roku's got a Three Stooges channel.
Oh! Oh, shit.
I said, oh? They got all 190 shorts in order on this channel. GTFO. So,
all right.
The Roku paid for
maybe
itself
Amazon
right there.
Has it.
But this is what I've been, ever since the advent of cable TV, I said, you know, there's got to be room in the schedule somewhere for a 24/7 Three Stooges channel. Well,
can't skip it.
Now we have it.
Uh-huh.
Watched Mo Larry the Cheese today. It was beauty.
I'm checking it out now.
Roquefort. All right. Well, let's blow something the fuck up. Why not? I always say. Bum 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 bum. I'm still mining my shit I got off of the gym crack there. What is tonight's episode's thingy? Okay. This is a group called Icona Pop. Icona Pop. And the name of the song is I Love It, I Don't Care. I Love It, I Don't Care.
Wow.
And you play it at max volume. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, if you're a double Dutch dirty dealing DJ, Icona Pop. Icona Pop. Boy, I had a weird idea this morning. Or no, yesterday morning. I'll relate that after the blow up. Note to self.
Okay.
Reveal mind-blowing idea. So anyway, I
Roku has it. Shit.
This one, I don't know how much creativity was involved in blowing this up. It just took an awful lot of dynamite.
Good. That's all the creativity you need.
You know, it's like they're screaming too loud, man. Even Tourette's guy has a hard time keeping up with this lady. So.
Right.
Have at it. Icona Pop going down for the last time. I love it. I don't care.
Bum, 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 bum. I made a lucky strike when I found you.
Bum, 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 bum.
The girl of my dreams.
Hey. One of you guys has flair.
Yeah, it's him.
No! Oh, stop!
He made that freak thing. Let him suffer.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, 'cause the big dog's moving in. Changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, 'cause the fat dog's moving in. This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all. So ease it on over.
Move it on over.
Drag it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, old dog, 'cause our new dog's moving in. She told the men not to play around, but I done let the deal go down. So pack it on over.
Move it on.
Hold it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, nice dog, 'cause a mad dog's moving in. She warned me once, she warned me twice, but I don't take no one's advice. So scratch it on over.
Move it on over.
Shake it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over. the mad dog moving in. Remember, pup, before you whine, that side yours and this side mine. So shove it on over,
move it on over,
sweep it on over,
move it on over,
move over, cold dog, cause the hot dog's moving in.
Excellent. That's yeah. Hank one, not
Hank
junior
one?
Or three. That's the Hank of Hanks.
the Hank that started it all.
The Hank of Hanks. Beauty,
Hanks.
Man. What a classic.
It
is a lot of good.
It
things.
Is.
Well, I thought the chicken feathers were from the blow up because you hear that chicken go bark 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 bark. So that's why I said it's the raining cow chunks that bug me. See, I thought that we were talking about the
cow
things
chunks.
Blowing up. Yes, that girl's going to take all her old boyfriend's shit, throw it in a car, and run it into a tree or something, or into a bridge. Nice, stable genius. Oh, speaking of stable genius, yeah. This hit me, man. They pass around all this propaganda, you know. I just see the left propaganda now because I've, you know. Because
yeah.
We've all taken chosen our sides, and I'm over here.
Yeah.
And this
yeah,
one shows
yeah.
Melania's reaction to shaking hands with Vlad. And she smiles and shakes his hand, and then they do a close-up of her face, and she has this holy shit look on
yeah.
her face, right? Like, dun, 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 which it probably isn't, but, you know, what the hell, I'll indulge
yeah,
the fantasy.
No.
And then I'm thinking, yeah, you hear her talk. Who does she fucking sound like? Natasha, right? Moose and Squirrel. You know, she talk like Vlad talk, you know what I'm saying? So maybe, uh-oh. Is she planned from Russia, from way back? No, my goodness. And shit, the boots. We're in
it's
deep now.
In fact,
I mean, come, I don't think that. I do not think that. But, man, that it's in the realm of possibilities is bizarre in the world. Put it that way. Okay?
Yes, it is.
I wouldn't, if I heard that was actually what, I'd go, hey, I call it. You know, I wouldn't be shocked.
I can't.
I'd send that into Reader's Digest as my most memorable
over.
Moment, but what's that?
I can't wait for her to be interviewed when this is all over. She's divorced from him, and he's not president anymore. To hear what's going on.
She won't say
nothing. What's going on?
She won't say
nothing. Yes, she will.
She won't.
Yes, she will. She's dying.
No, she'll get the big check and retire to Slobovia or wherever the fuck she's from. Take Baron with her. This just in. Gumby, your security clearance has been revoked. I'm sorry, man. I fought tooth and toenail for you, but
I know. I
yeah, try to want to dog Melania cake. I don't. She seems like. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, she has to sleep with that guy, so I kind of feel bad for her right there. You know what I mean?
And she looks good naked.
I don't know. Well, yeah, she used to. First lady we've ever seen naked.
Yeah.
Right?
Why is she Rosalind naked?
When?
What I do, huh? I was in Georgia back in 1982.
Yeah, what do you do, peeping in the window?
Yeah, uh-huh, exactly. Before, peanut farmer. Snuck up to it was me and Billy. We were drunk as shit. Looking through the windows and everything.
I once walked in the can and Lady Bird was there taking a shit. That was kind of embarrassing.
Picture that face. All right.
She said, that's okay. Where are you going? Hang on. And we chatted for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. First ladies, you gotta love them.
Ay. But I don't know, man. She's a Russian plant.
I think you're correct on that one.
So you really don't know where your dad would be on that, huh?
No, I have no idea. I'm stumped.
I said my grandparents would be all watching Fox News.
That's what you mean.
My grandparents lived in New York, though, and I don't know too many people that lived through him, the phenomenon of him in New York, that don't realize what an empty suit he is. So.
Yep.
Oh, who knows?
Why were you not
there? Who cares? It's all hell in a handbasket anyway, because world's coming to an end this week.
Yo! All right. Is it biblical?
Mm-hmm. Astronomy is doing us in this time.
Oh, okay. All right. Should we pray to Bobo?
Here it is.
Like that Indian guy?
Here it is. I get a little appropriate music for this. Okay. A blood moon will bring about the end of the world on Friday, claim doomsayers. I guess it's biblical. They're preachers. Some sort of tragic event is set to hit Earth and possibly wipe it out on Friday after the blood moon. The blood moon prophecy purports to reveal hidden messages in the Christian Bible about the end of times approaching.
There you have it.
So it's the Christians are trying to do us in again.
Buy your buckets of food and coffee.
Is this this year? Updated. Yeah, July 22nd, updated July 23rd, 18. That's this year. Okay, so this is this Friday. All right. Similar passage in the book of Revelation reads, I beheld when I had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood.
So it is written.
So it is written, so it shall be done.
They also believe that
the Bible teaches
holes in the sky. So they have it.
The Bible teaches that end events is coming. The end event is coming just ahead of us now, and that will be the greatest prophetic fulfillment in the last 2,000 years.
Good.
Yeah.
Get your buckets. Get your buckets of food.
Get the bucket food. Get your bucket food.
Coffee.
And even if you don't drink coffee, you can buy cars with it after the end times.
Uh-huh. So. It would be worth a lot.
I got my eye on a Ferrari. Uh-huh. You need two packs of coffee for a Ferrari, but hey, it's worth it.
Yeah.
A Ferrari.
Yeah. And it's only $80 a bucket, so you can probably pick up a couple of cars.
I want to see them buckets full of, like, meals and shit. What slop has that got to be in there, you know?
Yeah.
Basta!
Where's Jessica Hahn doing all this? Maybe we should get Jessica on the show. Right? She's a nobody now, right?
I guess, man.
She should be,
You should go out with Sam Kinison.
Yeah, and the producer of Married with Children.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Jimbo. Right.
Well, let's introduce the lounge.
That's.
Some introducing of the lounge music. A good one.
Okay.
There they are, the Possum Lounge. Once again, possums are keeping summer hours, apparently.
Yes.
But important people showed up. We got Dr. Cake, is he? It wouldn't be a show.
Dr. Cake.
Thank you for hanging in there all these years. I mean, this could be the last year of Possum, really, man. I mean, if you skip town forever,
there you go.
Hang it up, man.
Just so, remember, I can't unless I get a job over there.
Yeah. So we'll see, man. Thank you for coming, Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
All right, what do we got? Monaco Yacht Show. Introduce Upper Deck Lounge. Ooh, I like that. That's very classy. All right. Thanks for coming, Dr. Cake. And there's Getting Four USA. Getting Four
USA.
Ooh, we put a sexy picture of Vlad up there. Styling. Vlad. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
It's like stormy out, right? So the dog's under the desk. And he's under the desk farting. Yowza. Yowza.
Ted?
Oh.
Atta boy. Good boy.
My religion says light a candle. There we go. Oh, my God in Himmel, dog. At least he pooped out early. All right, Getting Four USA, thank you, sir.
You think I should send a picture of Jessica Hahn over to the Jim Baker page?
Hey, man, do whatever you want. I'm not saying nothing, man, on there anymore. I don't know. It's like an invitation to fucking give me shit, blow me shit. It's like, I didn't come here for an argument. What's up with that, man? Why does everybody want to fucking argue? You put shit up there, they don't argue with you.
No.
Put shit up, fucking always. Blah, blah, blah. Some kind of
who's arguing with you?
Deal out of shit. Oh, there's Vlad again. Okay. Oh, here we go. That's a good one for the... Okay. Dr. Cake, just to reiterate, we have Dr. Cake.
Yep.
Getting Four USA. And Maggie C! That's right.
Maggie C
is here. Yeah, she's first in love, first in peace, and first in the Possum Lounge.
Yes. That's what we do with her.
Burner phone. I've seen a thing. I seen a little clip of a car blowing up because of one of them gym cracks, man. Boom, by a gas pump. Boom. Fucker blows up.
Holy shit.
Dude was laying on the ground. He wasn't moving. I don't know if that one had a happy ending or not.
That's how I want to go.
Anyhow.
Big fucking explosion.
Blow
man.
Up. Blow up real good.
Blow up real good.
It's raining Gumby chunks.
Uh-huh.
Well, thanks for coming, Maggie C. I appreciate
C.
your spirit. I. And rounding out the... We got a quintet. Yeah. The quintet of Possum is the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking himself, Professor R.J. Gumbo.
Yes.
Gumbo. Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
As your super host, Governor.
As the Beaver.
sister thinks you're a trip. All my friends, they get a grip. And my skull's too numb to think, waiting only for the bullshit you've been peddling. I'm ready to fake anything. Your orange face does not fade. My IQ's 88. Pass your protesters my way. I promise to go punching them.
I need the crickets more handy. I gotta look for the crickets.
They should be up top.
See where they... I know. Where the fuck are my crickets? Oh, these are commercials. Man, I got a lot of commercials, man. Crickets. There they are.
Dig it.
Yeah, crickets, man. Crickets.
GT on the line?
Hi. Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I was just wondering, because you like that picture of her in Grash. So you trying to pull in or something.
What else?
Where's Mr. Ford, man?
Yeah, Mr. Prefect.
Yeah,
you know.
He was at the...
Weird night, man.
He was at the Eminence radio show today. His Eminence was going in for somebody at 1 o'clock. He gave my cigar place a plug. Isn't that nice of him?
Yeah.
There you go. So we're going to have all these Rhode Island people going to come over for cigars.
Yeah, they'll be driving down for cigars.
Oh, yeah.
It
sticks.
Suddenly
now,
got very
was
hot.
That gig anyway?
What?
Was your babe at the gig?
I had like a birthday. It was weird. It was a birthday party for a 12-year-old, maybe, girl.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there was the friends and then the family. I mean, it's all good. But the weird part is they had a big screen TV. Everybody's got a big screen TV now. I got a big screen TV. But the sound's off. It's muted. But it's running the Fox News. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, I'm in the enemy camp.
Well,
little
Fox
do they
News
know.
After Bobo, after that treasonous thing he fucking said, even they turned on.
Yeah. But they forgave him, you know.
Oh.
And the one guy never turns on him, Hannity. That's his butt buddy. They actually call each other on the phone like several nights a week, and you know, gab. This girl talk.
Like 13-year-old girls calling each other on the phone.
Yeah, yeah. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you. You.
It's like the new dinner at 5:30.
Hmm. anyways, what else is going on? I don't know. The more I think about that, Melania, it's pretty obvious, man.
Yep, yep.
Who's she remind you of? Natasha. Natasha.
Uh-huh.
Darling.
And he's Boris. Boris bad enough.
Me. Moose and squirrel. All right.
What's going on here?
No, but I think she realizes what a bloodthirsty son of a bitch bastard he is. And
okay.
Probably got a cold chill down her spine is what happened. Because he's not a nice man. He kills people. All right, do I got time for the quickie? Nah, let's do the 3 minutes. We could do the quickie later, maybe.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
3 minutes. Yeah. Oh, this is only 2 minutes. This is a thing I saw right before the show. This guy playing classical music in different genres. Is that it? Yeah, I think so.
That should be interesting.
You get the idea here.
Yeah.
So, a cultural quickie, cultural corner moment. Kind of cool, man.
I don't know.
I
was really drunk at the time.
Well, there was that. No, but it was a classical music played in a ragtime format. That was the.
Yep.
I'd forgotten.
I like that Claire de Lune. The second one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff. You had the jelly roll in the beginning. You had this guy. Okay. All right. Good, man.
A keyboard theme going on there, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
That was really good. That guy was a very accomplished player there, though.
Yeah?
And those were
pretty
amazing arrangements, I thought. Anyway, there you have it.
Wouldn't it be nice to do that, man? Do a little boogie-woogie on the piano?
Oh. We definitely get laid more. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
You know, you come in and sit down and start, you know, bang out a tune, and the chicks are around. You're like, oh, it is. Oh, well,
NRC
you know.
NRC News, Terry Adams, man. I like the way he plays. Fucking lunatic.
I took years and years of lessons. I couldn't play chopsticks decently. No. No discipline. No discipline.
That's what it is. You wanted to
my little sister?
All you wanted to do was draw.
Well, because it came easy.
Yep.
You know, and there's no right or wrong in drawing. Really. That's the cool thing about caricatures that I always I always remind myself at the beginning, you know, they might not be turning out like I want them. You know, there's no right or wrong. Whatever I do is right. Sure. Beauty.
There you have it. There you have it.
Can't go wrong.
No one knows where you're going with it.
Russia's offering conspiracy franchises now. I'm reading in the lounge. He's going to be at sleepover. He's bringing the hookers and the Polaroid.
I like it.
Hard to get film, but you know it's worth it. So let's.
Hey, you sounded just like that. Did you know that?
Like who?
Like Vlad.
Vlad.
Like Vlad. The guy that calls in, Vlad.
Oh, I never.
You said it just like him.
Wow, that's
the
weird.
The answer man.
That's really weird. That's a coincidence.
You could be a winner. Awesome! Yay! What is it?
I don't know about tonight though.
Yeah.
It's not without its charm, but it is annoying, orally. I'm glad I played the piano bit first, because the piano bit was nice. Didn't that, like, massage your eardrums, like, this is pretty sounds coming at you, tinkling piano keys, you know, piano player. And now we're going to have, like, pre-programmed electronic disco. If you will.
Where else would you go?
But you know, if you're into that, I noticed, I bet you 9 out of 10 pop music stars use that auto tune now. I mean, there's nothing real.
Yeah.
So I like the piano. Did the guy sit down? He used the piano, that's it.
You know why? You know why they use that? No discipline. They don't want to sit down and learn the piano, just like you. But they're out making millions.
It's lazy. Yeah. It's like they got automatic caricature making machines now too. Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, there you go. You're being replaced by machines.
I thought I was right. Oh well. 3 minutes. There you go.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Hey, Rocky. Hey, Rocky.
Does Rocky have something up his sleeve?
Up his sleeve? Up his sleeve?
Hey, Rocky! Does Rocky have something up his sleeve?
Up his sleeve? Up his sleeve? Hey, Rocky! Hey, Rocky! Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat!
Again!
Up his sleeve? Up his sleeve? Hey, Rocky! Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat! Up his sleeve? Up my sleeve. Bristol. 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 Bristol.
No doubt about it. I gotta get another hat.
Well, when we left that story last time, things were in terrible shape. Some of the nation's smartest geniuses were turning into complete idiots. It was all the fault of a mean little man from a mean little country.
Go on, say the name. Boris, say the name. Boris, say the name. I could use the publicity. Give it a sec, now. Just a minute. This isn't the end.
No, but it won't be long now.
With a weapon which fired clouds of a strange substance called goof gas, Boris was lowering the nation's IQ in a hurry. In desperation, the government sent for Paul Winkle.
that Boris is really lying in wait for them. So as our heroes rounded the corner, take that, Mrs. Gordo.
It's like a beautiful dream, Rock. Rock? Rock? I shall now be sick.
Who cares?
Rocky! Rocky, baby! Rocky! Rocky, baby! Rocky! Rocky, baby! Rocky, baby! Speak to me!
Sure, who are you?
Who am I? Who am I?
The effect on Rocky was immediate.
Tell me about the rabbit, George.
But the effect on Bullwinkle was negligible.
Didn't bother me much, did it?
See?
Why didn't Goof Gas affect Moose?
Because Goof Gas affects the brain.
And?
No brain. No effect. No brain. No effect. No brain. No brain. No brain. No effect.
Hey, Rocky. Hey, Rocky. Hey, Rocky. Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Be with us next time for Standing Room Only. Or rock and roll.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
had no effect. Goof Gas had no effect on Bullwinkle.
Jessica is now married and she's out of show business and she lives in a ranch north of Los Angeles. So that's our
Who's that?
Jessica Hahn update.
Oh, Jessica.
Yep, she's out.
Cool. Cool.
Out of the limelight. I wonder if
she's not hooked up with Moose and Squirrel.
She didn't get $400,000 from the president either, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Nice. Yeah. And what's his head selling buckets of survival chow? Man, that was creepy as fuck. The old lady went on, I think it was Larry King. And she died, like, days later. Oh, man. It's one of those, you know, you can't unsee it, you know?
Oh, Tammy?
Yeah, Tammy Faye.
Oh, God. Oh, she was hurt.
Good God, it was so sad, man.
Scary-looking woman.
Poor thing. Well, and then, you know, she was riddled with cancer. Poor thing.
Yeah.
It's, you know. She didn't deserve to go that. Nobody deserves that. Sheesh.
No.
Eh, maybe Bobo.
No.
I kid because I can't stand him. Yeah. But,
Fuck him.
Anyway, this is the news portion of the show. So let's go to the headlines. Okay, so we'll repeat, because that was probably the most important headline. Blood Moon, End of the World, Friday. Okay? So. I would get on Amazon and order your survival buckets after the show. I wouldn't even hesitate.
Maybe
take your
gym
crack in the bathroom
the
with
page.
You.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. take a gym crack in the bathroom if you have to. You know, if you can't wait to pee or something like that, order those buckets of survival chow. Kapoor! And coffee. Don't forget the coffee. Kapoor! Don't forget the coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll post the ad on the Church of Beer Battered Shrimp page. I'm gonna help Bakey out.
I love that Indian guy, man. He's got the shrine. They've got the candles, and he's dead serious, man.
Uh huh.
Wow. I hope Bobo gets to see that. I hope they show that to Bobo, because man. You know, he probably needs a picker-upper. You know, he looks like a very stable genius to me.
Buddha Bobo. Buddha Bobo.
I didn't know people in shithole countries knew about me. Very nice.
Shithole countries.
All right. Now, did we talk about the CO2 shortages? I think this is affecting more Europe than the United States.
What do you mean shortages?
There's a shortage of CO2. Well, yeah. Actually, there's according to this article, there's very, very little of it in our atmosphere. It's not like there's so much in our atmosphere we could capture it and use it. I'm trying to see.
It's a small percentage, but it's still fucking us up, right? Is that what
No. There's a shortage of it for production of products, you see.
Uh-huh.
Okay. For instance, number one on my list, beer. You need CO2 in the beer, you know, for carbonation.
Okay, all right.
A number of other things are being affected. There's, you know, it's... It's a domino effect. But I'm like, what? Where the fuck do they make CO2 at? You know, what the... And the CO2 is a byproduct of ammonia fertilizer production. See?
Because
it's not worth making on its own. So it's a byproduct, and the demand for that, the fertilizer, is down. So there's less CO2, see, as a So there's a shortage.
CO2 is what causes the plants and everything to grow, right?
Well,
plants and bushes and all
the the plants suck in CO2 and let off oxygen, and everybody happy.
Uh-huh.
You know, if it was the other way around, we'd all suffocated years ago. Yeah.
Yep, and it's also helping to block the sun or something. I think it helps do that shit. Because they were worried
about
the ozone layer with the CO2 or something. What the fuck was that back in the 70s?
Yeah. Well, they managed to seal that hole up with the fluorocarbon. They cut the fluorocarbons down. So they actually have...
sealed it up.
Well, not real. I think they fucked it up again. It's Frankenstein science at this point, you know, because they're throwing all the shitty shit back in at the environment. The nature's just gonna say, "Oh, come on, you motherfuckers," you know, "fuck it," just blow up the whole. That's probably why Friday is the end of the world. But now, CO2 is affecting beer, so beer is in trouble, and poultry is in trouble. Now, why is poultry in trouble?
Poultry,
They don't say why.
Well,
what the hell?
It's not important anyway.
Very concerned about the shortage. Supplies running out. What do you use it for? What do you need to? I don't know. I didn't even really realize that CO2 was added to shit. You know, I never thought about it. What the hell is this crazy magoo? So I don't know why, but it's maybe the chickens drink beer. I don't know. But anyway. Chickens going through the roof. Beer could be a next, and then of course you add in the tax on aluminum, and it's gonna be a dystopian present, is what it is. Although When I take my cans over to the recycle, boy, I'm going to cash in like a fat rat, man. The price is tripled now. The price for the recyclable aluminum.
Okay.
I think I got 4 bags now, 4 or 5.
Hefty
so I'm going to take
bags?
Over and
are
I get half a dozen.
Bags? Nice.
Oh, these are completely full hefty bags of crushed cans. So this is substantial canage. One bag back in the old days was about $8. So I'm looking at maybe $20 a bag maybe now. Might be worth
it. Oh shit. That's okay.
Crazy town, man.
That's a lot of 90, especially for $9.99.
That's $120 for a ride over, you know, the fucking 5th Joyce Avenue. Crying out flagging. So what's bad for the economy is good for me, at least, a little bit. All right. Now, here's science. We'll go to science. Science. Where's the science music?
I thought we were in science.
Oh. Well, more science.
Okay.
new research suggests semen
uh-huh.
may actually cure depression in women.
Okay. Oh. All right. I'll go along with that.
They noticed that women who have sex regularly without using protection are less depressed and able to perform better mentally. Given that sperm contains things like serotonin, thripotropin-releasing hormones, and melatonin, I could see how it would benefit some. Semen may be a lot more mind-altering than we give it credit for. You know, it's also probably because they're getting laid, too, you know, regularly.
Yeah,
that makes them happy. I think that you don't have to, if the semen is nutritious, I guess that's just an added bonus. semen is pretty much like a multivitamin when you think about it. It contains tons of different proteins and healthy vitamins and minerals.
Uh-huh. There you go. Orally. They say take it orally, don't
it? I'm thinking of passing on that, man. Dr. K.
There you go.
She said Lyle Waggoner, yeah.
Good for the skin as well.
That's what I always said.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, you don't want to Lyle Waggoner. That's rude, though. Lyle Waggoner.
Jizz and jizz generously, I guess, is the.
That's it. And Gumby's out there to help, ladies.
He's volunteering his time.
Indeed.
And he's passing along the savings to you.
I got a lot stacked up.
Well, then I read another article about how, man, if you're not having sex, you just go to pot. You forget about it. Your virility goes downhill, sperm count, everything, erectile dysfunction there, whatever the fuck.
Yep. The whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah. So, like, you got to keep fucking or it's all over baby blue. So, there you go. That's why Bill Cosby always used Spanish fly.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't stop me. No.
Ha ha!
now, back to our show.
Hey, if you ever plan to fly out west, travel my way, that's the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks oh so pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this kind of tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Let's go.
Popular. Not that I was into popular music, but I knew this. He's just a fellow, but he happened, turned out to be gay later on. I was like, oh yeah, I guess you are gay. But I never thought about it, you know. Like I just liked him. He's just a nice dude, you know. And then he's like, I asked him. I said later on, I said, hey man, you gonna come watch the gay pride parade Saturday? And he's going, come watch it. I'm gonna be in it. And I went, oh, yeah.
All right.
Hey, Mikey. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I get it. You're a cool guy, nice, and you're not at all an asshole. Of course you're gay, you know.
There you go.
Gay men are very nice people. They are. They're usually, I mean, all the ones I've ever met are gentlemen.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, yeah.
I knew a flamboyant guy that liked to freak people out, but that was a different story.
Yeah, well, I'm the guy that gets freaked out by flamboyant guys.
Yeah, this guy would have got you then, because he was like, you know, he would get weird, loud and weird, and people would be going, let's get away from him. I got a hoot out, though, because I knew where he was coming from. You know, I knew he was just, you know, just as scared as the rest
of us. That's why I always wondered. I was wondering if I'm a homophobe, because they're real flamboyant ones.
Well,
I said,
it's really hard.
Away.
I don't know. I think maybe everybody naturally is a homophobe in a way.
I guess so.
Because it kind of threatens your sexuality when you find out about homosexuality. And you're like, whoa. Hey, because most people go, I wonder if I'm homosexual, you know, in their private thought. And that scares a lot of people and blah, blah, blah. It's, you know, but it's just, if you're around enough homosexual people and you realize they're just like anybody else, really. Except for that flamboyant guy who's obviously gay. But, you know, he was...
I would tell you the story.
In a dying of AIDS,
me
man.
Buddy, me and my buddy Diggs were helping a gay guy move into his house.
I don't know.
This gay guy, he had a piano.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted it down in the basement. And the back door went into the basement. And we were trying fit it. We were trying to fit it through the door. And Diggs was getting all pissed off. You know, me, I was half drunk. I could care less. You know, we were turning it sideways, trying to get it in and everything. Finally, Diggs put the piano down and said, "Cocksucker!" And this guy says, "It's not my fault." I thought, he and I just put the piano down. We're laughing our asses off.
Moving a piano. What was it, a little upright then or something, right?
Yeah, well, it wasn't a grand piano, but it was a big one, though.
Still, moving a piano. That's moving a piano, man. That's no small task. Holy schmuck, holy. I don't know how you get talked into that one. I beg out of all moving shit, man. I got a truck. I'll drive it around, but I ain't going to move nothing, man.
Exactly.
I don't do that. I don't do heavy lifting.
Exactly. That's
no
what,
more.
Yeah, Diggs had a pickup truck. Whenever you have a pickup truck, people always calling you to help.
Yeah. Last Friday, I had to move a mattress for my ex-wife. You know, hey, I'm going to go pick up a mattress.
Uh-huh.
They want $40 to deliver it. I'm like, all right. You know, what the fuck? You know, it took 40 minutes out of my day. Big deal. But it's
what
the price you pay for driving a truck.
Uh-huh.
Having a truck, man. All right. Max the hamster fell asleep at the wheel. Involved a terrible accident. That's bad. Bad. You should be alert. Okay, we got the blood moon. Here's something for the Church of the Latter-day Saints, real quick.
Yeah, good.
There's a Google Translate glitch, and it changes gibberish into prophecy. I'll share the link in on the page. But I shouldn't have even brought it up because it's kind of complicated to go into now. But here's a glitch. If you type the word goo, G-O-O, 13 times, and translating it from Somali, creating the translation, it creates the translation, like that's Somali, goo, 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 13 times. It translates to cut off the penis into pieces. Cut it into pieces. Prophecy, man. Prophecy.
Yeah.
And then they're spreading this rumor on Reddit. I think that Reddit's where all the crazy fucks are now. So, you know, wish they'd get off Facebook and go to Reddit.
Here.
Yeah, yeah. They type in do, null, d, true, imp. Okay, you know what that spells. Three times. And translating from Somali again, it translates to do not do this anymore.
Huh. All right.
Weird.
Weird shit. Yeah.
So,
you sure it's not tongue?
I don't know if this is rumor or, you know.
People are fucking nuts.
Is it? You type the word dog 18 times and translate the text from Maori. and it says the doomsday clock is 3 minutes to 12. We are experiencing characters and dramatic development in the world, which indicate that we are increasingly approaching the end of times and Jesus' return. It translated to. What?
Well, I hope it's right. I hope it's right, because I got a bone to pick.
I'll post this on the page. That's crazy town and a half, I think.
Yeah.
But we got a yodel. It's Monday night, man. That's crazy town. Crazy town.
Start yodeling. Hold it.
Okay.
Yodeling, hey, yodeling.
What's the matter with you?
What's the idea?
It's yodeling a time with the yodel boogie.
Yodeling.
That they're talking about. The best in all the country makes the ladies all shout. You'll know him if you see him, he's as tall as he's wide. Folks point to him with pardonable pride. He sings the yodel, yodel boogie, the yodel, yodel boogie. He yodels it all of the time. Odelay, 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 odelay. They can't believe their ears, there's boogie beats everywhere. He sounds his old guitar and sings the yodeling tune. We listen by the light of the moon to hear his yodel, yodel boogie, his yodel, yodel boogie. He yodels it all of the time. Lo-doodle-dee-ho, lo-dee, lo-dee. Just to hear his guitar, and then they hear an echo yodel eight to the bar. The ladies in Virginia get their joys and their thrills. Each morning they all take to the hills to hear his yodel, yodel boogie, his yodel, yodel boogie. He yodels it all of the time. Ole, 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 ole.
Excellent, man. That was a beauty.
Hey.
Rosalie Allen and the Yodel Boogie. I always like the Boogie Woogie.
And I
had our fair share
of...
Ooh, that... Ooh, wow. I bet she sounds like a cutie. We had piano. We had our fair share of piano and steel guitar tonight.
Yes, that's right.
There you go. There you go.
I like
and
the
show is
just
winding down. Oh, yeah.
Beep, that's beep, good beep, blue beep. Shit there.
Saving grace of country music, man. You know? It really is.
Yeah, the old blues, too.
Well, that's more slide guitar, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess they have them steel guitars.
Slide
and yeah,
steel.
I guess that's where it started, yeah. All right. Did you ever eat that Nutella stuff? Nutella?
Who?
What are you talking about?
Nutella?
Nutella.
No.
Yeah, it's a spread. Very popular.
Okay.
It's hazelnut they say it's a nutritious hazelnut spread. Okay. Yum yum. Nutella. Yeah, Maggie C's on the trolley.
Yeah.
Well,
that's not Gumby C.
You know, they're making it out like it's peanut butter, you know. Oh, yeah, put it on bread, it's good for you, and that, you know. Yeah. Well, it turns out the shit is like, what, 1/4 sugar? Or 1/2 sugar? Yeah. Where's the thing?
Oh, no, nope, that's
it's,
why I don't like it.
Mostly made of sugar and palm oil.
Okay.
There's a chart, man. That chart was cool.
People are going to be losing their feet eating that shit.
It's a jar of Nutella has 21 grams of sugar per 37 grams of spread. So that means more than half of it is sugar. The rest is palm oil, basically. A solid fat causes cancer. I guess they throw some hazelnuts in there just for shits and giggles. And that's Nutella, man. Don't eat that. You're eating it? Stop. Stop eating it, man.
See,
yeah, peanut butter's fine, man.
They're denying all the sugar because they love it. They're saying, yeah, it's good for you.
Yeah. Well, I think they're just trying to slip one past. I think they have been slipping one past. Because I look at it on a shelf. That looks legit. You know, like a made out of nuts. Hazelnuts got to be good for you.
Uh-huh.
But, it's all sugar. So. Yum. I'll keep this the Google gibberish into prophecy link for the church. That's probably the most happening page on Facebook right now, ladies and gentlemen. Church of the beer battered shrimp. You know,
it is.
I mean, I hate to admit it. Yeah. A nut butter machine USA has. Wow. That'd be kind of cool. Make your own. It's weird. I don't know if you've ever had real peanut butter, but it's you got to stir it up because it separates into like dry stuff and oil. You got to mix the oil in. They do something to the Peter Pan and the Jif and whatnot to keep it consistently smooth there.
I taste a lot of oil in the Jif.
Hmm. Yeah. I like them all, man. I don't like them all. No.
Oh yeah.
I've had some bad peanut butters where you go like, oof. What do they do?
Really?
Although I don't keep peanut butter. That's another food I can't be trusted with. Peanut butter and bread, I can't stock them. I'll get a spoon and eat peanut butter out of a jar. Like.
I get 3 jars a week. Whenever I go food shopping, I pick up 3 big jars.
A peanut butter?
That's what I pack for lunch. That's what I pack for lunch when I go to work. Nice big fat peanut butter sandwich.
Jesus Christ.
Jack Nicholson
says
it's an aphrodisiac.
I'd be 300
Jack
pounds again,
that
though. That's the trouble. I'd be 300 pounds again. Yeah. Because the. I can't eat anything,
peanut
man.
Butter. Right? How come there's not a diet peanut butter?
Yeah, they have light peanut butter, maybe, but not diet
peanut butter. Really?
Yeah. You know, cut down on the sugar. Because they had a lot of sugar. They had sugar.
Uh-huh.
You know. So.
What, you
well,
got nut shit?
Not as much as the nut shit, no. They took it to the extreme.
That shit.
Well, that's a good one. We haven't done that one in a while. We'll do that one on the way out. All right. Where's our tequila? It's time for tequila.
Yeah, I still got my coffee going. good.
Yeah. I'm only on my second natty, man. I've been a good soldier.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Well, see, I'm not eating anything. I don't have any capacity to drink anymore either. So I'm just kind of becoming a non-consuming unit. I wish.
You're like Karen Carpenter.
I'm hoping that's the goal, man.
Uh-huh.
And people would go, why didn't he just have a cookie?
No, you are, man. You're a nice guy. You want to make sure your sons aren't lifting a heavy fucking casket.
Yeah, you got that right, Jack. No, honest to God, I got a condition, and it the more weight I lose, the better I feel. So imagine how much better I feel after losing 65 pounds. I feel 65. I carry around 65 pound bag. See how much fun that is, you know.
All right.
I feel a million times
put
better than I did.
Put peanut butter in your juicer.
Natties. Hey, somebody's bringing their own. Speaking of peanuts, they're bringing their own food to the bird feeder out there. I've seen peanut shells. I'm like, who the fuck's bringing their own food? That's not allowed. Supposed to eat the bird seed, man. Bring peanuts and shit. Fuckers. Who's doing that, man? Squirrels?
Blood moon.
It is the Blood Moon Friday. Tentatively, we'll be back Friday. I don't know if the world ends Friday or we got one more night Friday night or natty. But Friday night, that's it, babe.
It's all up to Jeebus. Up to Jeebus.
Yeah. But, see, I thought if you believed in Jeebus, then they'd take you up on the ascension there or whatever. So why would you need
a
bucket of fucking food? Well, why would you need a bucket of food?
I think they're giving us a chance to repent. I think. The good guys go floating up, and then you get like 3 weeks.
Oh, so it's for us guys on the borderline, and we can have the...
I think. I don't know. It's all silly fucking shit.
You think?
I'm still going to beat tonight.
All right. Uh-oh. We got to beam out of here. So, good night, everybody. Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Energize. I couldn't find my cue, man. I suck. Here it is.
Locker.
That's one of my favorite Possum songs.
Uh-huh. I love that.
It's a beauty, man.
That and She Sits in the Cabbage in Peace. Still my favorite.
I don't remember. What is that?
You don't remember that one? That was what, that was your find. You found that puppy.
It's that's got to be a while back.
Whether she's sitting in peas or she's sitting in the cabbage and she's peeing. So,
yeah.
She's in the cabbage and peas. I love that.
Man, that's a long time ago. We'll have to bring that back, man. Yeah. Send me the link if you can find it.
Oh, yeah.
On the secret page. shit, man. You selling gars in the morning?
No.
That's a day off. I gotta get to bed a reasonable hour tonight and catch up on some freelance tomorrow.
Some freelance? Good.
Freelance. You know.
Good for you.
I don't like doing board work anymore, though, because my eyes are going. It's getting hard to do close-up work.
Okay.
As of yet, it's not negatively affecting what I do for a living.
Uh-huh.
You know?
But
I don't like doing close-up.
Threat.
Well, I'm concerned about it, you know, down the road.
Yeah. And you should be.
And did I tell you about the memorial in the backyard?
Yeah, the bowling ball? Yeah,
the bowling ball. Yeah, because I had the bowling ball. And I could have used that bowling ball because I used to use this ball all the time because our hands were the same size. And it's like, I don't think I'll ever go bowling again because I don't want to throw my arm out.
Yeah, huh? Dang, you got one.
I had a shoulder problem a couple years ago, and it was very concerning.
I remember.
I was like, Jesus Christ, when am I going to have to get
rotator
cuff surgery? Yeah, that's right. So, you know, we're at the age where you got to, you got to worry about this kind of shit over here. Ted, the show's, almost over. Why? You're too late. Ted comes alive in the after party day. Sorry, Ted. It's not going to work. Oh, well. What did I have to play us out with here? Da-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Let me put something on here. Sheesh. We'll kick Tommy in a minute here.
And Blocker!
Simmer down,
like
Ted.
It.
Poor Teddy. His nose is all fucked up. I think I got to take him into the vet. He's like so old, he's like rotting away, you know? Like his nose is rotting off. I don't want to fuck with it, you know? Yeah, I don't want to fuck with it, man, because I'm going to hurt him or something.
You just drop.
Leave that to the professionals. Well, good show tonight. I wish more people showed up. That'd have been fun. It's always more fun with a few more units in there, but we had the tried and true. God bless them.
Yeah.
God bless Dr. Cake, man. She may get because she had hall passes. She missed the show. It was like twice, maybe, if that.
Yeah.
2-3, maybe. But she had a hall pass each time, man.
Yeah.
And you're the only one with perfect attendance.
Most of the times, I think she popped in anyway, and then popped out because she had something to do or whatever.
Yeah, a few times she did that just out of courtesy. And that is so cool, man.
Yeah.
God bless her, man.
We love you.
You're the perfect attendance, and I've missed the show.
There you go.
Remember, I missed a Friday night possum, and you ran the show, right?
Yep.
The history of possum. So yeah, this may be our last year, man. Wow. When are you leaving? September?
Unfortunately, I'll be coming back.
Well, we'll take a hiatus. How long are you going for?
10 days.
Oh.
Yeah, probably.
I thought
you
was gonna stay a couple months or something.
Oh no, no.
Oh.
First of all, I can't. You know, unless I get like a visa.
I kind of got the hint that you maybe were moving over there, moving back. You're just going for a vacay. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. I was trying to come up with a climactic end to the show. Now, shelve that for a while.
Yeah,
a few Mondays off.
Oh,
okay. I got you.
Yeah,
I don't know what that translates into on Google, but check Reddit.
Yeah.
goo 13 times. Cut off the penis into pieces. Cut it into pieces. Beautiful, man. Ted, I'm telling you, the show's over. You can't hold me hostage now, dude.
Ha ha.
Oh, that nose. Oh, God. I got to get him into the vet. Hit it, Tommy. We're talking about the nose rotting off my dog.
Oh.
Shit, my ex-wife wanted to put him down like 5 years ago. Well, I'll help you put him down. He's like, I don't think he's going to last. I'm like, I don't know, man. Got a few more miles left in the tank.
I like that.
He's like, yeah, I'll help you put him down. Like, Now, he's going to get to the point he's so fat, he's not going to be able to get up under his own power. That'll be the end of the road for Mr. Interrupts the Show with his fucking disgusting nose. Ugh. It can't be good, man. I think he can only breathe out of one side now. It looks blocked.
Yeesh. Yeesh.
Yeah.
Maybe
nasty
you
got
to pull snot out of it. Like you had to pull shit out of it.
Well, I figured it'd kill two birds with one stone. Maybe his anal glands need milk, too. They can take care of that while they're at it. You know.
There you go.
I know,
Ted.
Just
wring them out.
Oh, man, if you ever seen the shit that comes out of there, you'd know. You would know, my friend. As dark brown as it could be, and the stink. Nah. There's nothing else like that, man. That was some stank. Well, good show, sir. Thank you very much.
We'll
do it again Friday. Friday could be our last show. Well, Friday could be the last show.
Friday could be the last day in the world. We got Friday.
Yeah, last
day.
Last
that's right. It has to be at night, right? Blood moon.
I don't know, man. Maybe they'll end the world like 3 o'clock in the afternoon to take everybody by surprise.
Yeah, sneak up on us.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Everybody's like watching Rifleman. Yeah. All right, man. Ted. All right. And that's the show.
I was going to make espresso.